Okay, seriously. Hey guys, good afternoon. Why do I always start with good afternoon? Damn, I like afternoons then. Okay, hello guys, good afternoon. This is Sarah, my friends call me Luna, and this is podcast with no name. Okay, how y'all doing? Y'all doing okay? Y'all doing fine? Hope the weather is good. I don't like the weather, but then, you know what I'm saying? So today, no, actually not today, this week, we're going to be celebrating women all over the world, like, we're just generally celebrating them today, this week, I don't know, it's just, I was like, what's I going to do, I was like, you know what, let's give it a shout out to the women out there, you know, I know most women are, we constantly celebrate women, I'm like, we need to support each other, you know. You know what I'm saying? And today, to kickstart my, you know, Women Opposition Week podcast, we know them, Women Opposition Week. Okay. The serious girl. Okay. So we're going to be talking about some women, you know. We just got to talk about women who have made history. And I had to Google this one, girl. I needed to Google this one because I do not know history. I'm not even a fan of history, but I really wanted to, you know, like, talk about it, you know, wanted to appreciate these women. They've done so much for us, you know. We're in a place where Petrachi, you know, man, you know, they just all exist, and we need to talk about it. So guys, I'm gonna be talking about it today, and I have got so many names. Don't get me started. Sorry, the names have so much, like, yeah, so much. What for? It's plenty. It's plenty. Okay, let me be serious. So I googled some names and I really saw amazing. God, I don't know. Women are, bless you people. Even the dead, bless y'all in the graves, you know? Y'all are really amazing. It's beautiful. It's, you know, this surreal feeling of seeing and realizing that so many people have done so much to give us this platform where, you know, I could just stand up and talk and no one gonna like say rubbish to me, because I'm like, bullshit your face, don't you do that. I'm like, mess you up for us to like be able to walk around, you know, talk in the society that we can even fight for our rights. Some people have done some things to, you know, some women have done some things to help us, you know, to give us a say, and, you know, they're to be appreciated. We need to appreciate women like this who have, you know, come out and, you know, respect, you know. So my first person is Florence Nightingale. Y'all know this Nightingale thing, I've always seen it. I used to think it was on show something, but well, interestingly, it's not there. She was a nurse during the Crimean War. Why did I not check what the Crimean War was? Forgive my, I don't know the English, but forgive it. Anyways, this woman happened to, you know, have helped. She's called Nurse the Lamp. You know, she helped soldiers. She helped, you know, bring these people. You know, just help them. Treat them even when she was not okay. I think she was not given the opportunity to do that. Damn, my brain, huge brain for me. This distraction that is worrying me. And she was told to, they didn't give her the permission or the access to, you know, treat those men. But she went with her own money, she saved up, went with her own money, and she treated women. And she was not the only one who did that. A black woman did it. I'm not trying to discriminate or anything, but you know. Mary Seacole to see, first of all, a jazz horror con. Sorry, English loaning, Coley, while right, to call only a mulco con. There are some names, only a mulco con. There are some names. To help me, mustn't pronounce it, that I don't know how to pronounce. That almost makes sense, I know. Okay, anyways, Mary Seacole too was a black woman who also helped during that time. She left her city to go to another city just to help those soldiers who were, you know, injured and all. And it's great service, you know. Even during those wars, women actually helped a lot. Even one that sort like a prostitute just to get, you know, that was a spy. Yeah, it's called a spy, but she was to have like as a not a sex worker, prostitute, harlot, anyone. English, I don't mean to be insulted, because some people might find it insulting. That's what I mean. Sorry for the wrong English if you find it wrong. So she had to, there's so many people that had to work during the, you know, the war. Even if they're not given the opportunity, they still strived and they made sure they did something, and that is to appreciate you. And you know, it means so much to us. And there was Marie Curie, the first woman to win a Nobel Prize in 2011. Ha! Y'all know. This is another amazing woman. Seriously. Coco Chanel. Oh my God. Yeah, that woman. But you know, she like broke the fashion world for us. And it is beautiful. Like, mama, I don't know. I know you're gone, but your legacy still lives on. But then, yo, mama. She's learned how to sew herself at a very young age. Like, you know, and it's beautiful to see that people actually did so much. I even learned that a particular woman too, which I've forgotten her name, and it's not in my book, sorry. There are plenty names, like there's so many names that I can't even write half of it. So this woman, she was one who brought in the trousers, the pants. Why am I saying trouser? Pants. She brought in the pants to the world, and she was like, I'm not wearing skirts, I'm not wearing this. She was referred to as a dull person, but a girl's gonna do what she gonna do. Now y'all wearing the trousers, you know, y'all wearing the pants, you know, y'all wearing the mom jean, and oh, and y'all working it big time. I see y'all too. So stuff like that, and it's beautiful to see that even the fashion industry, it has been, you know, don't get me started. I mean, these women are amazing. And also, what amazing woman. Y'all know that. Y'all know who she is. Do I need to say? Yeah, I need to say, because y'all can't see what I'm talking about. Mother Teresa. That woman. Oh, my God. You know, I think all my life I've always heard Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa. You know, is it Teresa? Teresa. 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 Teresa, anyone. So hearing, you know, about it, and I know I've read about it, but not like dived into it. And I saw that at the age of 12, like 12, this one left her own, you know, comfort zone and went all the way to India, Kolkata to be precise, to, you know, spread the gospel, you know, help the poor. And you know, Mama T won our Nobel Prize, you know, award. And not even that, she was named a saint without even dying yet. I mean, hello? I think they say Saint Michael, Saint John. Is it Michael? I don't know. It's not Saint Michael. It is not Saint Michael. Yeah, it is not Saint Michael. Saint John, Saint Peter, James, Paul. Saint Paul? I don't know. I didn't go to a Catholic school, duh. Just saying. So stuff like that. So yeah, it was amazing. You know, thank you so much, Ma, for being that change we needed then. Amazing. I think in Nigeria we would say Mary Slessor to try it. You know, she did something. She did a lot. You know, I mean, now I want twins. I mean, boy, you're ready for twins, because this girl's down for twins, and that's it. Do not stress his body. Okay, now I'm a political scientist. Y'all know. I said it before. I'm a political scientist. I'm not proud of it, because I don't know shit about that thing. But I do know one person is there. Margaret. No, it's not like that. I'm going to say like this. Margaret Thatcher. Whenever I heard that name, it was used for women who are so hard that I did not realize that she was the first female British prime minister. What? Y'all say what? What? Seriously, it's I don't know, it's amazing. How did she do that? She has been, I mean, listen, well, checking out her story, she has, you know, lost time to count numbers, you know, but she still won this one. Girl, woman, I see you. You can call that girl, you know, mama, I see you. Mm-hmm. And she was referred to as Iron Lady. Well, I can totally understand. Some see her as a blessing and some don't see her as a blessing. Mm-hmm. I mean, they literally call you that, mama, you gotta know something, you know. Not trying to say bougie, but then, yes, that was an amazing woman. Even if people call like Taran, I don't know what is that a word? I think I will stick with Iron Lady. So Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady of our time. I must stick with that time. Okay. Oh, not even just that. I even heard that. It is red. Girl, stop saying rubbish. Okay, I even heard. Okay, that's it. I'm done. I even read that this particular woman is the only person who stayed so long in the 20th century. Like, a century? Not my century, because there's so much tyrants in our century. Like, a century, she was the woman who had the longest term. Is she the only woman or the only one? Anywho, then, one particular person again. I mean, she's still alive. But then, Queen Elizabeth II. You know what beautiful thing about this woman is? I've always seen her as this. I mean, at the point I was like, won't you die? But then, you know, she's not supposed to die yet. But then, oh my god, she's breaking, you know, so much. Don't get me started. You don't want to hear it. But she was an amazing person, and she took up the crown at the age of 25. I mean, is this supposed to be okay? That's nice, but I mean, some people took it at the age of 7-11. Why isn't that in history? Okay, but wait, guys. Do you know that this woman is the head of the armed forces of the United Kingdom, and she's the one heading Commonwealth? What? Yo, she like what? Let's just leave it like that. We don't want to talk about him. And what amazing, another amazing person. Oh, I really love to talk about her every time. Hillary Clinton. I mean, guys, y'all know, you know. I mean, she is the first woman to be, is it nominated or elected? Okay, chosen. She's the first woman from two major parties, political parties in America. America, you know. I know, like, they've got other parties, but two major parties, like PDP and APC, Democrat, and why am I forgetting about the second one? Republic. They are Republican. Yeah, exactly. I do know that. And Republican and the Democratic people, like Democratic Party and Republican Party, whatever the English is, she was the first person to be chosen. First female to be chosen. What? That is history, mama. I see what you're doing. It is beautiful. Trust me. And then, I won't talk about one person, but I might just like keep it for the back so I can, you know, like make much noise, you know, like y'all remember that thing from? I don't know, I can't seem to remember. Okay, another person that I was really like surprised, you know, the author of Harry Potter, J.K. Rowling. I told y'all there gonna be some pronunciation issues, but I don't really give a fuck. Okay, I give a fuck, but okay. J.K. Rowling, oh my god. What? Author of Harry Potter. Y'all know Harry Potter, right? Like, that book, that movie, everything about it was noise. And you know what, for anything, I have never watched Harry Potter. I am a movie freak, like, literal movie freak. But I don't know how I never watched it before. Oh yeah, one time I almost got it, but what even happens if? Oh yeah, I remember. It was not playing on my laptop, so I was like, don't stress me. So that's how I just never watched it, and I never read the book. I mean, no, nothing. I don't know. I don't get. Well, but then, she is the author, and she's not just the author of Harry Potter, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Y'all watch that movie, right? Yo, that's a mystic shit. Stop saying that. Yo. And you know, to crown it all, and now she broke record. She's the first female novelist to become a billionaire. Say what? What? Yeah, that exactly makes so much sense. Wow. But I mean, Harry Potter is supposed to make her a billionaire already. I mean, that movie made history. It is still making history. I mean, yeah. Okay. So, secondly, did I just say secondly? No, about 10 or something. Okay, there is this particular one I want to talk about. reading this story, and I almost wanted to read what that stuff was about. I might probably read it later, but you should actually check it out too. So I'm just saying right now, Malak Yousaf. Oh my god, it's like Malak. I don't know how to pronounce it, and it's like Malak Yousaf. That, you know what? It's some Pakistan thing, and I do not like to spot people's name. I just did, but it got in there. I'm not gonna go further, but it seems like a very nice name, you know. Okay, at age 11, she wrote a diary explaining how the life on that is extreme, you know. But like, I wouldn't call it a terrorist group, but it was an extreme group. It was that its name Taliban. It's Taliban in northwest Pakistan, and I think her diary became popular, and you know, it went viral and all. And explaining how she went under that lifestyle. Wait, she wanted to stay, okay, she didn't just under that lifestyle only. She talked about how she wanted to stay in school, and Taliban wanted to ban it. And yeah, I mean, you know, some Pakistan, so it can be, you know, I mean, we're facing Boko Haram right here, people. And she wanted to like stop it and all, so she was like this and that, and it's really beautiful, actually, you know. Really beautiful. And it got out, and one beautiful thing, whatever the climax of the story, of our story, was one time you know, during the fight for the, oh, I want to go to school, you know, the soldiers of those, the Taliban soldiers shot at her, but, you know, she survived it all. The girl is strong. I see you, sister, and you're doing good. And at the age of 14, wow, oh my God, Romero's people. Okay, damn, you do not know how to do it. I'm going to try it. Okay, at the age of 14, she won that first Nobel Peace Prize. What? Why do I keep saying what? I mean, it's like so much what? But seriously, God, she's the youngest. Is she the youngest? But she became the youngest Nobel Peace Prize winner. What? What? Like, that's beautiful. And yes, I don't know if she's out of Pakistan, whatever it is Pakistan to me, you know what I'm saying. Okay, so she just, you know, happened to be able to, you know, handle it, and it has been beautiful. And you know, she has grown, and she's helping to fight against is it education? Not, wait, she's saying no to Jesus. But you want to leave my tongue alone. This English is hard. This struggle is real. Oh, real. Okay, she's fighting against no to education. Yes, I'm correct. She's fighting against no to education. She's fighting for education for young girls, but for education for women, people who need to be educated. Education has taken us so far. It's taken us, you know, so many places. We can't say no to no. I mean, I know a war. I need education. How will I know this more English than I know if not for education? Shout out to my English teachers. Yeah, it means so much to me. Okay, so another person. Sorry, too much. So that, okay. Phyllis Wheatley, she's the first black poet to be published. There's so much poets, you know, first black poet to be published, like published. Damn. Ugh, don't like it when I'm not correct. Okay, anyways, and also there was you know, Joanne Amat. Ah, damn, this is so hard. Joanne Amat Tredin. Is it Tredin or Tredin? Or whatever it is. She's the first UK female to be nominated for a Grammy. I mean, y'all know the Grammys make it sound nice. Yeah, okay. Why am I doing that? I'm dancing, if you don't understand. I'm like,
Yeah. Yeah, the Grammy is up on our own people. They are out for the Grammy. You know what I'm saying? We have the likes of Burna Boy. We have the likes of Wizkid. They be breaking records. Thank you so much. Y'all should vote for my Burna Boy and Wizkid. And, you know, so many people out there that, you know what I'm saying? You know? Anyways, let's be like that. So, yes, and there's so many more roots, but sorry, forgive me. It's usually not like this. Roots, Bada, Gings, but she just died recently. Oh my God, she's an amazing. Reading about, she's a lawyer, she's a senator. Stop speaking rubbish English, puppy. I don't even know how to pronounce it, but yeah, she was an amazing person too. And Simon Blaise. Ah, it's not Blaise, Simon. I don't know. Simone B. But, whoa, I feel me. Whoa, I understand. She's a gymnast. She's the most decorated gymnast. She's the most decorated gymnast. God, I sound like I don't know English. I know it. I'm calling on you. Okay. Yeah, she's the most decorated. What's the name? Kilomukbe. Gymnast. She's the most decorated gymnast, and you know, she's still. I think she was on the cover of one magazine. Damn, you need to have seen her. She looked so beautiful. And then there is Mary Blair. Let me tell you, all of you Disney people, and it's Cinderella, and it's Sleeping Beauty, and Ariella. All of you. Disney fan. Someone was behind some particular pictures, you know, who designed, you know, tunes and all. give it up for Mary Blair. You know, I think I did pronounce that one right. Y'all give me some accolades. Clap for me. Okay, she was the Disney artist behind Cinderella, Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan, and so many more. She even did the colored ones. She brought in the idea of the colored ones, and it was beautiful. You can imagine what an amazing person that must have been. Very innovative, you know. And these are just few. And then we have, you know, I'm a book lover, so likes of Nora Roberts, Agatha Christie. She's dead, but that book still lives on. Agatha, God knows how much I love you. Dead on Nile, Dead on Orient Express. Oh, should I get started? Do you people don't want me to get started? But this woman is like beautiful. These amazing people with amazing, beautiful, innovative minds. I can't even start mentioning. I mean, we mention safe. And you know, time of go. Like, these are amazing women, but then. Let me tell you the last person on my list. Oh, Jesus Christ. You know, people, I expect people that some people, the children come home early today. Anyways, let's go back to the recording. Oprah Winfrey. Y'all don't know what this woman means to me. She's like someone who motivates me so much. Every time I see her, I like get this another level of motivation. Like, I am always so motivated by whatever she does. It keeps me, God, don't get me. Not let's talk about marriage, you know, we don't want to go there, but no, she has failed so much and she rose up every time. Like this woman, she came out sorrow, my yellow. And then there's another person who has motivated me. God knows how much I see that person. I see, you know, I've had to listen to her stories. I walk ethics down. I mean, Beyonce. Oh God, Beyonce. Damn, you know, whenever I you know, see some things, I see some BTS. Ah, damn, like it's so, you know, it's so deep to see someone who, I mean, this, she has a 700. So where did they still even keep all this award? 700. She's still alive. How is that even possible? Wait, is that true? I'm still confused if that's even true. 700. Yo, guys, that's like so much. And
it's beauty. These are people who motivate me, that I know that they're in the outside world that I can't see right now, but it's such a great motivation to know. What's her name? Yeah, exactly. Beyonce, Oprah Winfrey, and Zendaya. Oh my god, Zendaya is so much amazing. I mean, another person that motivates me is Kim Kardashian. As weird as it might seem, people are like, I'm always saying that I'm not a fashion, I'm just a fashion enthusiast. But at the same time, this woman is someone who has been called out like times down number every time she does something, like constantly, like people constantly say one thing or the other. And jokes apart, sometimes you want to quit because of what people have said. Like, forget if you are rich or not, famous or not. People say mean things that it's just one person saying something is bad can make people even stop working. I'm talking about so many people constantly criticizing what you do, and she still keeps going. It's forget it. It's just really amazes me how she does it. And then so many other people, we can't begin to talk about them. We can't have peace. We can't even, I don't know where to even start from talking about these women. They are inspiration to us, and we really appreciate it. Like, I mean, Oprah Winfrey, mogul. She's a media mogul. Is it mogul? 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 That's how it sounds. Ha! English girl, you terrible. Sorry, Olaru. Ha, man, I went to school. Anyway, let me be serious. Okay, Oprah Winfrey, she's like a media, as in... No. She's really amazing. Everyone has, and you know what I want to let you guys know about all these people I've talked about, the ones that are still alive, is yes, we all have our faults and this, but that's what makes us human, right? Oh, whenever I talk about some like Beyonce, Oprah Winfrey, I talk about them, like, oh, she has this, yeah, we all have our flaws. I mean, we have things that make us. It's what makes us human. I mean, we do things that doesn't even make sense sometimes. Yes, we are not supposed to be doing. Doesn't mean that it's damn English. Doesn't mean that we doing it should be like, oh, you shouldn't do that or something. I don't know how to explain it, but no, some people. I'm sure all these women, they have things that, you know, make us really angry with them. See, I forgot to mention one woman. That woman, her floor is on another level. You know, Alagaduro. They used to do there's Alagaduro, but there's Alaga wedding. That's how this woman is standing. Okay, let me explain. There's like the MC in Yoruba, we call them Alagaduro. Whatever it is, I'm pampered. And there's this other person that the chairman of the wedding. So this person is chairman of this thing. See, that's my name. Sarah McWilliams. Y'all don't know anything. Y'all don't know what's going on. This woman, she did something. Sarah Williams started an hairline product for black women, like for African American women. Ha! How are the kinky? We thought we have the kinky hair. You know, like it's really amazing how someone could have, you know, what made her think that there was something we could do to perm our hair? What? That's beautiful. Because personally, keeping my hair afro, it's beautiful. Nothing wrong with it, but. Ha! Hold on, no. Headache, stress. See, shout out to you that keep your head natural, but we with the perm hair. Damn, it is stressful. Like, my head literally aches every time. Like, I could literally cut my hair just because I can't keep up with the. I can't keep up with the. The natural hair, oh my god, it is so much stress, so much work, so much pain. Sorry, that's for me, I'm not saying for everybody, but this woman came up with that idea to, you know, like, it's like a problem. It's not a problem, but it was like a problem, and she just fixed it, like brushing the perm hair out to perm my ears. And interestingly, because no one would buy it from her like that, she went door to door, you know, like advertising that, selling it, and now she's people. It's categorizes her as
the first self-made billionaire. I'm not talking from some Kylie Jenner thing. I'm not talking some Forbes and issues with Kylie Jenner. I'm talking real history, like calling out the first self-made billionaire. Because, I mean, is it billionaire or millionaire? What about millionaire? I mean, wow. And when she got married, then she, you know, sorry, forgive that too. She just, you know, like expanded the business, and girl be doing so much. And you know, this is also a shout out to now. Okay, what am I saying? This is also now. Let's move to the shout out. Shout out to people in the music industry, R&B, pop, rap, any genre of music. Shout out to those in politics, those who have made Matt Salif Johnson, different presidents who have made us proud. Yeah, shout out to them. Those in the fashion world, I mean, Rihanna, Fenty, and all, like, it's beautiful, you know. Sports, those goods, yeah. So many people have done so much. They've broken records, golden medals. Oh my god, so many women, you know. TV, you know, the entertainment industry that doesn't have to do with music, you know, those that, you know, facing the media, the problem for people. Exactly, yeah, we're so proud of you. The authors, the writers, the poets, oh, y'all are making me so happy, you know. And so many more, you know, people from the science aspect of life. Yes, they've done so much. Thank you so much. Am I making some sense? Yes, it means so much to us. You brought in trends, you brought in, you know, you've helped to help appreciate women, you've helped us, you know, appreciate ourselves, helped us to see that we are, you know, equal to men, that there is nothing called one is bigger than the other. We are equal. Those who fight for rights, those who fought for us to be able to vote, those who have done so much. We love you, we honor you, we respect you. We say a very big thank you. Podcast with No Name says a very big, huge thank you for doing this for us. It means so much to us, and we are so proud of you. Grave or not, we are proud of you. Alive or not, we pride in you, people. Thank you so much. I just had to do it. I'm not doing what I'm seeing in my life, you know. But then I'm so, those that do the comedy skits and all, it is so beautiful. The Instagram queens, the Instagram slayers, you know, the YouTube slayers, everything. We're so proud of you. A very big thank you. And that's it for today, guys. Thank you so much. Oh, don't let us go a day without me saying this one. Do tell somebody. Do tell one woman. Do tell one man. No, we're talking about women. To tell a girl, child, talk to your, you know, tell your younger sister, I'm proud of what you're becoming. You don't know, it means me when I hear it though. But I feel so encouraged. I feel so, you know, like, I feel so. It's like when you're, I'm disappointed, and how you feel so down. I'm like, what? That's exactly how you feel. Some people here, I'm proud of you. Tell that sister, tell that person that's selling lingerie, I saw that thing online. I was just, what did I just do? Lingerie. What? Don't do that again, girl. Okay. Does that sell? Is it clothes? Is it beauty product? Whatever. Tell that person you're proud of the person. Except the person's not doing it the right way. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gotta correct the person, because we, as much as we, you know, help ourselves, we should never be, helping doesn't have to just be doing good only. Doing good is the same thing. Helping ourselves doesn't have to constantly be saying, oh, well, you're doing it right. Telling the person the truth is someone you're doing, helping the person too. So yeah, it's just tell somebody that thing. Tell that girl, tell that girlfriend, tell that love of your life, tell that mama, tell that, you know, tell someone you're proud of the person. Thank you. Bye.